Chapter 4. Examination Procedures and Requirements. A message from your examiners. The examination you are preparing to take is a series of tests that measures your qualifications to drive against established standards. These tests include vision, color recognition, knowledge of traffic laws, recognition of road signs, and the ability to safely and skillfully operate a motor vehicle in traffic. The DMV realizes that taking a driving test may be a new experience for you and that you may be nervous or uneasy. Please keep in mind that examiners are trained and experienced professionals in their field. They are riding with you only to see that you can control your vehicle and observe the rules of the road. During the examination, concentrate on your driving, not on your errors, and keep in mind, if the examiner marks your score sheet, it doesn't necessarily mean you made an error. On behalf of the state of West Virginia, the DMV asks every driver who has obtained a West Virginia driver's license to drive either as well as or better than you did while taking the examination. Vision screening. All persons, whether new applicants or renewals, will have to pass the vision screening. If your vision is 20/40 or better using both eyes, either with or without conventional corrective lenses, and you show no serious visual defect, you will pass the vision screening. Depth perception, color recognition, and peripheral vision may also be checked. Special lens arrangements, including but not limited to bioptic or telescopic lenses, may not be utilized to satisfy the visual acuity standards. See your eye care professional if you have any doubts about your vision before you apply or renew to avoid delays. If you require glasses or contact lenses to have a vision level of 20/40 or better, your driver's license will show a restriction code for corrective lenses. If you have only one eye, you may be passed if the vision level with that eye is 20/40 or better. If your vision is less than 20/40 or you have a serious visual defect, you will not pass the screening and will be advised to consult a vision specialist to determine if your vision can be brought to the 20/40 level. If it cannot, you must provide a statement, DLAB Form 2, from a vision specialist which includes a description of your visual condition and a recommendation as to whether you can drive with reasonable safety and what restrictions, if any, should be placed on your driver's license. However, the DLAB-2 form must be completed by a licensed vision care specialist and forwarded to the DMV. These applications and statements of vision specialists may be subject to review by the Driver's License Advisory Board at the discretion of the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles before an instruction permit or a driver's license is issued. Knowledge Examination. The knowledge examination has at least 25 questions based on the basic knowledge, traffic rules, regulations, signs, and markings found in the handbook. Automated testing is given at all locations. You must answer 19 out of the 25 questions correctly to pass the test. There is a time limit on the test, and any questions not answered in the prescribed time will be considered incorrect. Audio versions of the knowledge examination are available for the reading impaired. The test is administered with headphones. The same information covered in the printed knowledge exam is covered in the audio version, therefore, the same rules apply. Employees of the DMV are not to read the test to you, reword the information, or provide additional help explaining questions that would not be supplied to applicants taking the printed knowledge exam. Headsets are limited and you may have to wait if you are requesting to take the audio test. DUI awareness cards. The DMV requires that all first-time applicants for a driver's license or motorcycle-only West Virginia driver's license complete a short DUI awareness course given upon passing the road skills test. The course must be completed by all out-of-state drivers coming into West Virginia, even if they have been previously licensed in West Virginia. Upon completing the short course, the individual will receive a card or a stamp on his or her application showing completion. Vehicle check. The testing vehicle must first be checked to make sure it complies with registration, vehicle inspection, and equipment laws. A valid inspection sticker and proof of insurance on the vehicle is required before the vehicle can be used for the road skills test. Vehicle defects may constitute failure of examination. The examiner may permit you to have a minor defect corrected and continue the examination. However, you will not be permitted to continue the examination in another vehicle on the same test date. The examiner cannot give the driving test unless the test vehicle is in safe condition and legally equipped. The applicant must know the location and function of all safety equipment, including the parking, emergency brake. If the applicant is unable to both locate and demonstrate the use of any of the vehicle safety equipment, this will result in an automatic failure on the road skills test. Illegal equipment. Red and or blue flashing lights. Only authorized emergency vehicles may have these warning lights. Sirens, bells, or whistles. Cutout or loud sounding muffler. Signs, posters, or stickers on the windshield or vehicle windows, unless required or permitted by law. More than one spotlight. More than two side cowl or fender lights. More than two backup lights, which do not show light when the vehicle is going forward. Any load on the passenger vehicle extending beyond the line of the fenders on the left side or 6 inches beyond the line of the fenders on the right side. Any motor vehicle not equipped with safety glass. Windows tinted to less than 35% light transmission. A broken, cracked windshield. Holes in the body of the vehicle. Broken lenses on the vehicle. Any doors and windows that are not operational. Your driving examination. The road test, or driving examination, will not be given until you have passed all other parts of the knowledge examination. The driver applicant must arrive at the testing center in a lawful manner. The test will be over a course of reasonable length which may, if possible, include a moderate grade, right turn, left turn and a traffic control light or stop sign. You will be expected to use all arm or directional light signals where the law requires their use. Adjust the vehicle seat and rear view mirror before driving. Proper seat adjustment assures better control of the vehicle. A properly adjusted rear view mirror helps you see the vehicle behind you when you must slow down, change lanes or turn. Keep both hands on the steering wheel and do not rest your elbow in the window. The examiner will direct you during the test while observing whether or not you give the proper signals, use good judgment in traffic, and have the proper regard for pedestrians and traffic control systems. When you return to the examining station, the examiner will review your ability as recorded on the driver score sheet. If the examiner does not provide you with a passing score, you will be told what you should practice and when to return for another examination. Retest information. Applicants who fail either the knowledge or road skills test may not be tested twice within a period of 1 week, in accordance with Section 17B2-6, West Virginia State Code. How to prepare for your driver's test. Basic vehicle control skills test. During the test, you may be tested on a subset of the following basic control skills exercises. Left side parallel park. Right side parallel park. Forward 2-point turnabout. Reverse 2-point turnabout. 3-point turnabout. With a parent, guardian, or friend who is properly licensed and over the age of 21, practice these exercises in a safe place, such as a parking lot or residential area until you can correctly complete them. Try practicing the exercises in a variety of vehicles and locations. Instructions. The examiner will give you detailed instructions for completing the test exercises and you will be given the opportunity to ask questions. Scoring. Turn signals. When performing an exercise, you must use the correct turn signal when turning, backing, and also to enter or exit an area. Each time you fail to use or improperly use your turn signal, it will count as an error. If your turn signal cancels automatically, make sure to reactivate it when necessary. Head, traffic check. When performing an exercise, it is important to check traffic prior to entering or exiting a roadway. You must make sure that it is safe to perform the exercise and that the roadway is clear in both directions before entering, backing into traffic or leaving the exercise area. Points will be deducted if you do not use head traffic checks during all positions of the driving test. Exercises. Left side or right side parallel parking. This exercise demonstrates your ability to parallel park a vehicle. This is an essential skill for parking. Parallel parking is one of the best indicators that you have the basic skills necessary to safely operate a motor vehicle. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors, turn signals, steering, braking, and acceleration control. Forward 2-point and reverse 2-point turnabout. These exercises demonstrate your ability to execute turnabouts. Basic skills needed for these exercises consist of backing skills, visual skills, judgment of space, steering skills, use of mirrors, turn signals, braking, and acceleration control. 3-point turnabout. During your road test, you may be asked to drive forward to the right side of the 3-point turnabout area and stop your vehicle. You may be asked to execute a 3-point turnabout and then drive forward into the roadway area where you started the exercise. Basic skills needed for this exercise consist of visual skills, judgment of space, use of mirrors, turn signals, steering, braking, and acceleration control. Automatic failures. Accumulating excessive points. Hitting, tapping, or moving a cone, barrel, or flag. Jumping curb during any part of the driving test. Road test. You will drive over a test route that may have a variety of traffic situations. Directions will be given to you, and you will be allotted plenty of time to do what the examiner has asked. You will not be asked to do anything that is illegal or unsafe. At all times during the test, you must drive safely and responsibly. During the driving test, the examiner will be scoring you on specific driving maneuvers as well as on your general driving behavior. How you will be tested. Turns. You have been asked to make a turn. As you approach the turn, check traffic in all directions. Use the correct turn signal, brake smoothly and evenly, and safely get into the correct lane needed for the turn. If you must stop before making the turn because of traffic, signals, or signs, smoothly come to a complete stop without skidding behind the stop line, crosswalk, or stop sign. A safe gap when stopping behind another vehicle is to stop where you can see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. Keep the front wheels aimed straight ahead. When ready to turn, check traffic in all directions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel during the turn. Maintain smooth, even acceleration. Always yield to pedestrians and other traffic. Keep checking your mirror to make sure the vehicle does not hit anything on the inside of the turn. Do not move into oncoming traffic or drive over the curb. Keep the vehicle in the proper lane. After turn, make sure you finish completing the turn in the correct lane and that your turn signal has canceled. Accelerate to the speed of traffic. Use your turn signal. Check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder. Head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Intersections. As you approach an intersection, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Brake smoothly and evenly and maintain lane position. When stopping at an intersection, if necessary, come to a complete stop behind any stop signs, signals, sidewalks, or stop lines. If stopping behind another vehicle, always maintain a safe gap. You should be able to see the rear tires of the vehicle ahead of you. When driving through an intersection, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Keep both hands on the wheel and slow down and yield to any pedestrians or traffic in the intersection. Do not change lanes while proceeding through the intersection. Once through the intersection, continue checking mirrors and traffic behind you. Accelerate smoothly. If there are multiple lanes of traffic, accelerate to the speed of traffic. Use your turn signal. Check your blind spots by looking over your shoulder. Head check. Check your mirrors and move into the rightmost lane when it is safe to do so, if not already there. Urban area driving. During this part of the test, you are expected to make regular traffic checks, check cross traffic, and maintain a safe following distance. Your vehicle should be centered in the proper lane, rightmost lane, and you should keep up with the flow of traffic, but not exceed the posted speed limit. Lane changes. During multiple lane portions of the test, you may be asked to conduct a lane change to the left and a lane change to the right. You should make necessary traffic checks first by looking in your mirrors and checking your blind spots by looking over your shoulder, head check. Make sure you use the correct turn signal and smoothly change lanes when it is safe to do so. Cancel your turn signal upon completion of the lane change and check traffic. Curves. When approaching a curve, check traffic thoroughly in all directions. Before entering the curve, reduce your speed so further braking is not required in the curve, and keep vehicle in the lane. Continue checking traffic in all directions, maintaining a safe speed through the curve, and follow posted warning signs. Traffic signs. During the road test, you will be asked to identify a number of traffic signs. They can be located anywhere on the road test. If the examiner asks you what sign you just passed, you should be able to tell the examiner. General driving. Use brakes properly, do not brake harshly. Brake smoothly using steady pressure, and come to a complete stop at traffic signs and signals. Proper steering. Keep both hands on the outside of the steering wheel at all times, unless using other controls. Once you have completed using other controls, return both hands to the steering wheel. All methods of steering are acceptable, for example, hand over hand and hand to hand. As long as both hands are on the outside of the wheel, no palming. Proper lane usage. Do not put the vehicle over curbs, sidewalks, or lane markings. Complete a turn in the proper lane on a multiple lane road. Vehicle should finish a left turn from the leftmost lane, the one directly to the right of the centerline. Finish the turn in the rightmost curb lane. Move to or remain in the rightmost lane unless lane is blocked. Do not attempt lane changes at intersections. Remember, by placing vehicle over curb, it will constitute an automatic failure. Regular traffic checks, head checks, check traffic and mirrors regularly. Check traffic and mirrors before, during, and after an intersection, turn or lane change. Also watch for hazards by searching left and right at intersections, driveways, store entrances, railroad tracks, or any other areas where traffic intersects. Scan and check traffic in high-volume areas where pedestrians are expected to be present. Check traffic by looking over your shoulder, head check, when necessary, for example, lane change, merging. Use turn signals when required. Activate turn signals at appropriate times. Do not signal too early or too late. Cancel turn signals upon completion of a turn or lane change. Stopping at stop line, crosswalk, or gap. When stopping at a stop sign or traffic signal, do not stop over a marked stop line, pedestrian crosswalk, sidewalk, or other marker. Do not stop the vehicle in the intersection. When stopping behind another vehicle, make sure you can see its rear wheels. If there is no stop line or crosswalk, stop before your vehicle enters the intersection. Road skills test automatic failures. If any of the following errors occur during the road test, you will be disqualified. If you score excessive points during the public road test. If you do not use your safety belt. If at any time you use your wireless communications device. If you receive a traffic citation for a moving violation, disobey signs or signals, speed, roll through stops, or ignore traffic laws. If you do not yield to pedestrians or other roadway users. If you are involved in an avoidable crash or if your vehicle has physical contact with other vehicles, objects or pedestrians. If you commit any unsafe act or if another driver is forced to take evasive actions in order to prevent a crash. If you put the vehicle over or on top of sidewalks or curbs unnecessarily. If the examiner has to take control of the vehicle. If you fail to wear your glasses if required. If you refuse to perform any maneuver which is part of the road test. If, after proceeding a short distance on the driving course, it becomes apparent you are dangerously inexperienced. If you fail to follow any traffic control device or lawful direction by driver examiner.